exhausts and keep your kingdom or car roadworthy, all at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Tuesday, August the 11th, 2026 edition. On Mondays, political pundits sit down with MERS News Service. After this last Tuesday primary election, four Michigan political pundits took some questions to talk about different things and what potentially we are going to be dealing with heading into this November 3rd general election. Question: who makes the most sense as a lieutenant governor for Jocelyn Benson? You see, Lansing, according to the polls, according to the political environment, they are absolutely convinced that Benson is going to beat John James by at least 55 to 45. It's going to be a 10-point victory, much like what Governor Gretchen Whitmer did to Bill Schuette back in 2018. So they're completely focused on Benson being the next governor. Who should she pick for a lieutenant governor? Well, Republican pundit Ann Delisle said she hasn't really come across any names for Benson's running mate. It's kind of funny. People are talking about John James' running mate, but nobody's talking about Benson's. And I find that really interesting. I haven't come across it. But I haven't seen anything out there about speculation as to who she's going to choose. She said, from someone from the legislature that can work across the aisle would probably be the best pick for her. She also went on to say, I think someone who has a reputation with working across the aisle with others, maybe somebody like Joe Tate, former Speaker of the House, Detroit Democrat. I know that might not be popular opinion, but I think he is respected in Lansing. She also threw out potentially term-limited state representative Penelope Turnsaglu, Democrat from East Lansing. She said she has worked very closely with Republican Matthew Berline, Republican of Vassar, someone who has not demonstrated that ability would be like Winnie Brinks. She and Matt Hall are mortal enemies. And the two of them, all they do is stonewall each other. Then we have to think that, hey, we got to get a deal. Somebody who's moderate would be a wise choice. Well, former Oakland County Democratic Party Vice President Rick Blocker from Oakland County said he thinks State Senator Sarah Anthony, Democrat from Lansing, is one of the first people that comes to his mind. She was able to win a state Senate seat in a pretty mixed area there in Lansing. I think even though our Secretary of State did a great job with the percentages, there are still some questions that need to be addressed as far as people who are working for her and left under tough circumstances. He said these attacks were already being brought up and believes Anthony could help her with those problems. Second name he mentioned was former Senate Minority Leader Jim Ananich, Democrat of Flint. I think he pulls in a certain group or responds to a certain group that she needs. I know when Garland Gilchrist is on the ticket, that helps also that Garland is well-respected in the black community. Garland Gilchrist, of course, is the candidate the Democrats have chosen at their endorsement convention to be their candidate for Secretary of State. Well, Blocker, Oakland County Democratic Party Vice President, said he also thinks potentially the actor Hill Harper. Blocker said he worked with him during his campaign for the U.S. Senate race last cycle, 2024. In the senatorial primary election, he actually won Detroit. I think he has very high regard in that area, and I think that is something that she needs to seriously look at, getting and making sure she wins the Detroit vote. Well, Republican strategist Jason Rowe said Benson would most likely benefit from a black running mate. Well, that's Hill Harper, Joe Tate. He went on to say, I think there are real opportunities for Republicans in the black community. I think they're getting a little bit tired of the Democrats sending white women in to save them. Sarah Anthony, black Democrat state senator, I think that could be a possibility as well. But I don't know how effective an all-female ticket would be. Benson, the governor, and a lieutenant governor, I think she needs to follow what Governor Gretchen Whitmer did in picking a black lieutenant governor man. He also said someone from the northern part of the state could help Benson out as well, because she really struggles with upstate voters. You think? He said Anthony would also benefit Benson because the gubernatorial candidate hasn't worked with or in the legislature. She doesn't know the legislative process as well as Anthony does. I think she's going to need somebody that has that kind of experience to help her navigate that culture. Well, Michigan Democratic Party Rule Party Vice Chair Dixon Duderar. There's old Dixon. Rule Party Vice Chair said whoever Benson picks should advocate, as Benson has, for real transparency in Michigan government. Are you kidding me? Duder, come on. You're going to say that with a straight face? Really? Transparency? The Secretary of State, who's been sued for violating election laws 7 times, found guilty of breaking our election laws. And you're going to talk about her pushing for transparency? You got to be kidding me. So far, the Democrats have not walked the talk when it comes to this mess. You bet, mess. Well, as a consolation prize, what makes the most sense for a lieutenant governor for John James? Blocker said, I think it needs to be somebody from out of state who could appeal to a different group. Outstate, excuse me. I mean, it would really be unfair to even throw anything out there right now, because honestly, I don't even follow the Republicans. Jason Rowe said exactly what I responded to when I got a phone call. I think it should be Eric Nesbitt. For one, he's very well respected. I think even Democrats respect him as being an effective legislator. He's from the west part of the state and knows how to move bills in both the House and the Senate. Being the Senate minority leader for the past few years, he definitely knows the chambers. But in terms of demographic advantages, perhaps a female, someone like Ann Bolin, state representative from Brighton, or maybe even local government like Valerie Knoll from Farmington Hills City Council. Then, of course, Dixon Deuterar, since John James is someone who parrots election conspiracy theories and the Trumpian big lie that the 2020 elections were stolen, my advice to Mr. James is to pick the most un-MAGA person possible to help balance his ticket and steer it out of the lunacy left field. Really, Kyle? Dixon is the best you could do on this panel? Finally, Belial says, I think Lana Tice. What I like about Lana is she has the ability to work with people across the aisle and across the state. She's demonstrated that during her years in Lansing. But she has a lot of institutional knowledge about how the legislature works, the inner workings of Lansing, and all of it that comes with it. I think that could be very helpful to John James, who's coming from the U.S. congressional side of things. Very interesting thought there from Delisle. Ann Rowe, Lana Tice, or Eric Nesbitt as lieutenant governor for John James. Text me and let me know what you guys think. Either one of them would be very compatible with, in my opinion, moderate John James. Absolutely. Absolutely. We got a couple more questions for the pundits. We're going to get to those after the break. But text me and let me know who you guys think John James should pick as his lieutenant governor. Some names to think about: Eric Nesbitt, Ann Bolin, Lana Tice. Lana's term limited out. That would be very interesting. We'll wrap this up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
We've all heard about the major systems in our bodies, like the digestive, respiratory, nervous, and cardiovascular systems. But there's one essential system discovered in the 90s that you probably never heard of. It makes all of the other systems work smoothly with each other, like a conductor ensuring the different sections of an orchestra all play a beautiful symphony together. This system is called the endocannabinoid system. It has been acknowledged and studied by scientists extensively with support from the National Institutes of Health. As we age, the system weakens. As a result, the different systems in our body stop working together smoothly. That's one of the reasons older adults struggle with pain, inflammation, cognitive decline, and other ailments of aging, for which doctors often prescribe dangerous and addictive pharmaceuticals. But here's the game changer. The system can be restored faster using hemp-derived CBD. When the system is restored, pain subsides, sleep is improved, and stress is reduced. When the system is restored, disease progression can slow down and years are added to your life, as well as years spent in good health. And 20% of seniors are already using CBD today for pain, arthritis, cancer symptoms, sleep disorders, Alzheimer's, and many other ailments of aging.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one before we have a conversation with Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse over in Gaylord. Question. Does Libertarian gubernatorial nominee Anthony Hudson act as a potential spoiler for John James? Well, the Republican with the, I believe, the most credible opinion on this question comes from Jason Rowe. Jason said, I think Hudson is definitely going to steal some votes from the Republican ticket. I could see it could range anywhere from roughly 3 to 6%. Not all of those are necessarily going to be Republican votes. Some of them will be true libertarians or independents. But in a race that's going to be very competitive and likely very close, the loss of any significant or insignificant loss of votes would be unfortunate because he's putting Republicans and conservatives in this position. Hudson clearly has sour grapes for his run as a Republican, but he has zero chance as a libertarian. So at the end of the day, all he is doing is screwing up opportunities for Republicans and conservatives to lead the state. And DeLisle, the other Republican, said it's possible. I think the people who are never going to support John James, they're going to vote for somebody else regardless. I don't think at the end of the day they're going to vote for Benson. But in the world of being an activist, whether you're in the Democrat Party or in the Republican Party, the hardcore activist in that world is only going to affect the general election by a couple of percentage points. Maybe 1 to 2%. We even saw this with Mike Rogers back in 2024. It's going to have to be a 50-50 tied race in order for Hudson to have any impact. But he would definitely help Benson be the next governor. However, I think John James is going to do better than that. Deuterar, the Democrat, said, I have no clue. Hudson will likely hurt James, who the record shows has a record of electability issues as it is. Referring, of course, to John James' two failed U.S. Senate campaigns, 2018 and 2020. Blocker, the other Democrat, said, I don't think anybody that Trump is not endorsing will have an effect. I don't see it. Trump's endorsement is exactly what gave John James his victory. Pure and simple. Now it's up to Trump to own it. He has got to fix the war in Iran. He's got to lower gas prices, diesel prices, which then affects food prices because every single bit of food in our grocery stores comes by a truck. If he doesn't get oil down, if he doesn't get gas and diesel down, if he does not come back to this state and campaign hard for John James, he could lose. If he gets the thing under control in Iran, prices come down, comes back to Michigan and campaigns hard, we fixed Iran. We got the Strait of Hormuz back open. They will not have nuclear weapons. And the Arab nations around them put pressure on them to open up the straits. Look at what I've done. I have made not only the United States, but the world a safer place. And now gas prices are coming down. If that happens, and then he campaigns hard here for John James, I think enough independents cross over and vote for James. But the real spoiler to this whole thing that they're not really talking about, Abdul Rahman Mohammed El Sayed, their U.S. Senate candidate, anti-Semite, ties to the Muslim Brotherhood, is going to really hurt the Democrats in the state of Michigan and independents voting for him. I see all the independents crossing over and voting for Mike Rogers. As a matter of fact, I even see Haley Stevens supporters, Democrats, establishment Democrats voting for Rogers instead of El Sayed. Because you see, in November, unlike our August primary folks, you can cross over. Democrats can vote for Benson for governor and vote for Mike Rogers for Senate. Tabulators will eat those ballots up all day long. The attacks that him and his advocates have said about Haley Stevens and their supporters, I think is going to hurt him dearly in November. Text me your thoughts. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig in the next half hour. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robust